At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone's week was good, and most importantly, I hope we all found time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, because it's through prayer that we get to talk to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. Prayer lets us build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. Through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our difficulties and we let Him handle them, letting us live our lives in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. You know, years ago, I wouldn't have understood anything I just told you. That's because I had very little faith, hardly went to church, and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. But luckily, in 2010, through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together, we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was, we are never alone, and how no matter how lonely we may be, the one person who is always there for us is Jesus. All we need to do is reach out to Him through prayer, share what is on our mind, and let Him intervene by asking for His help. On today's show, we will be hearing from Dr. Joe Hopkins, the president of Campbellsville University in Campbellsville, Kentucky. But before we get to Joe, I want to talk about today's topic, which is Don't Live in the Past. It can be fun to watch sci-fi movies about time travel or films like Back to the Future, but truth be told, we cannot go back in time. More importantly, we can't undo or relive parts of our past, no matter how much we may want to. I think we can all agree on that. But what is a problem is when we can't accept the present because of something we did that we regret, or something that happened to us that we can't get over. We had a severe argument with a loved one, and just a few hours later, the person suffered a heart attack and died. Of course we are upset over their death, but we blame ourselves and refuse to move beyond their death because we are stuck in the past and can't accept what happened. Yet any doctor will tell us that the argument alone would not have caused the heart attack, and that most likely the person already had health issues and it was only a matter of time before they suffered serious heart failure. We need to move on and not live in the past. We had a wonderful job, a great career for nearly 35 years, but the company was sold and we were let go. Too young to retire and bitter, refusing to start over at another company. So rather than accept what has happened and move on, we're stuck, only remembering what we had and what our life was like. Don't live in the past. Sure, being in our 50s and finding another job may not be easy, but the Lord doesn't want any of us to remain neutral because He has given each of us the gift of life, and He does not want any of us to waste it. In the Bible it says, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10, "Say not, why were the former days better than these? For it is not from wisdom that you ask this." This Bible verse makes it clear that we should not dwell on the past and that we must focus on today and tomorrow. don't live in the past is a practice every Christian needs to adhere to. There will be good days and bad throughout our lives, but we must live in the present and keep the Lord with us in our hearts. Understanding how the Lord wants us to enjoy each day of our lives is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is don't live in the past. No matter what may have happened, we as Christians must accept it and move on. There is no sense dwelling on something we cannot change, can't fix, or can't relive. God has given us the gift of life, and as Christians, we must make the most of our lives, living every day to the fullest. The first song I'm going to play today has a nice yet simple message. The song is called Just Say a Prayer. When I wrote this song, I thought about how much people take for granted without thanking the Lord for what we have, and how too many of us ignore the needs of others because we are so preoccupied with our own lives. In the song verses, we hear how many of us are oblivious to the world around us, and then in the chorus, how easy it is just to say a prayer of thanks to Jesus. Please listen out to my song, Just Say a Prayer.
See the world, there are so many times we're watching those living challenging lives, yet we go about our way, nothing to say, thinking we're fine. But what can we do for the people in need? Something so easy, it's hard to believe. We've got to just say a prayer for all those whom we should pray for. We've got to just say a prayer to have the Lord help them endure. We've got to just say a prayer to give our thanks and devotion. Stop and show. Is filled with those who cry, yet we don't stop to think. Our eyes don't even blink. We think we're fine. But what can we do for the people in need? Something so easy, it's hard to believe.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. That's LoneStarPodcast.com/coaches. Your team, your show, your profit.
Now, I would like to introduce a very special guest, Dr. Joe Hopkins, the president of Campbellsville University in Campbellsville, Kentucky. Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks, Art.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. So let's start, Joe, by you sharing your journey and how it brought you to where you are today.
Well, it's an unusual one. I began with an interest in aerospace engineering, quickly learned that I couldn't do without my love for music. And so I switched over, pursued a career and ministry in music, and then became an opera singer. That became a voice teacher. And little by little, I found my way into college administration and now serve as the president of this wonderful place.
Well, let's talk about CU. I love how you say we provide academic excellence rather than Christian faith. Joe, tell us about your university.
Campbellsville University is in central Kentucky, but we're also in seven locations, some around Kentucky, like Louisville, Los Angeles, California, and then a new location that we are starting in Windsor, Canada. It's an incredible place that mixes together certificate possibilities. That would be workforce education, undergraduate opportunities online, and then graduate programs right up to the PhD in a broad range of disciplines.
Well, as president of a highly successful university, Joe, what do you see as the biggest challenges young people face when choosing the right college to attend?
It's so important that you find a place of community that's going to be a place that supports your academic pursuit with excellence, faculty that understand your world and are ready to prepare you, not just to be somebody who fills a hole, but who's a leader, that you have people who can coach you in life and mental health and all of that, but also that you have a spiritual team that is able to help you explore faith, to strengthen that. We cannot take faith out of education. My best example is J.S. Bach. How do you study J.S. Bach without understanding who he was in faith? Most universities try to do that, but here you're going to have the opportunity to talk openly about who he was in faith and who you are in faith and who God calls us to be.
That's a great point. Well, Joe, what makes CU different from the typical small private university?
You know, I think one of the things is just the way we're structured. As I said, we have those different levels of programs and all the way to the PhD or the Doctorate of Chiropractic. But then we have programs in welding and HVAC, cosmetology, programs in the allied health like phlebotomy. But imagine that all of this is joined together. Our largest programs are in the undergraduate and the graduate in a lot of locations. We love to reach out to students and break down those walls.
That's great. Well, Joe, how can we find out more information about Dr. Joe Hopkins and Campbellsville University?
You can find out about Campbellsville University at campbellsville.edu. That's campbellsville.edu.
Very good. That was campbellsville.edu. Well, once again, you've been listening to Dr. Joe Hopkins, and I want to thank you, Joe, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thank you, sir.
Our topic today is don't live in the past. When we've had a bad experience and we are finding it hard to move on, we have to remember that Jesus is there to help. All we have to do is reach out to him through prayer. Using the examples I gave earlier, if someone close to us, a spouse, a child, a dear friend, has passed away, that can be a trying experience and one that is difficult to accept and move beyond. Dealing with the death of someone we loved is very hard, painful, and a sad emotional experience. When this happens, we have to accept it, but prayer will be a comfort. Reach out to Jesus, share with him our most intimate thoughts, let him know about the pain we are feeling. As we pray, ask Jesus to help us accept what has happened and to continue with our lives. Personally, I don't think we ever get over losing a loved one, but we learn how to accept it and get on with our lives, and this will happen when we turn to Jesus through prayer. And for the example of losing a job after being employed for 35 years, it's the same approach. There's no sense dwelling on what was. Pray to Jesus and share with him what is troubling us. It's not just the need of finding a new job, but most likely the fear of having to try. Being in one place for 35 years, we had stability, and now we're afraid of failure, rejection, and not finding a job easily. So pray to Jesus and share those feelings with him and ask for his guidance and his strength. Don't just pray on these things once, but as often as we can, because it shows Jesus we are sincere in what we are asking for, and be patient because the Lord works on his timeline, not ours. We can also pray for someone we know who we see is stuck in the past, unable to get beyond a bad experience they had. Pray to Jesus, share with him the situation, and ask him to intervene and to help the person by opening their eyes and giving them strength to move on. Remember, when we pray, which should be at least once a day, to start off by letting Jesus know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. Then pray for others and for all of their needs. After that, we are then free to pray for our needs and be gracious for what we ask for. Never yell at the Lord or blame him for bad things that may have happened, because the Lord is incapable of causing anything bad in our lives, but he is always there to help. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus and share with him whatever is on our minds, and to be patient for whatever we ask for. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing. When I wrote this song, I thought about how important Christian music is. For starters, music plays a crucial role during masses or services. As Christians, we're expected to sing regardless of our voice type, because singing is another way to praise our Lord. Christian music is also available on many platforms, such as Christian radio stations, videos, YouTube, and more. Each time we hear a Christian song or hymn, we should sing along if we know it, and if not, listen so we can learn it. The song we're about to hear shares a simple message, which is letting the Lord hear us when we sing, and that as Christians, we are called to do so. Please listen now to my song, Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing.
The Lord is there for us. He's there every day. Jesus hears us when we sing and pray. Through song we can tell him what's in our hearts. Such joy you will feel when you sing. So let's start. Join in, rise up and sing.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, the apostles ask Jesus to increase their faith. Jesus says to them, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." He then tells them a parable about a tireless servant who does everything his master asks him. The message of the gospel is to make us understand that faith is not something we can measure, but that as Christians here on earth, we are to be faithful to our Lord at all times, and that we are never to be self-centered, thinking of ourselves, but to focus on serving others. Today's psalm is Psalm 95, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." This psalm tells us that the Lord speaks to us in many ways, and we must listen at all times, remaining obedient to him. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text, supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 95, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts."
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing songs to him. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert.
Art will be right back.
Every sport deserves a spotlight. From football to basketball, soccer, wrestling, you name it. Launch a weekly coaches show that builds pride and raises funds. We produce, you talk. Get the free info kit at lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. That's lonestarpodcast.com/coaches. coaches, your team, your show, your profit.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Small Yet Immeasurable. I just wanted to share some wonderful acts of kindness that my 20-month-old granddaughter experiences every day. We love to just sit together in our driveway, and as people drive by, she vigorously waves her hands to them. The joy this brings my beautiful granddaughter as people slow down to wave with a huge smile on their faces is also priceless. To us, this small yet immeasurable act of kindness brings so much happiness every day to us both. Sometimes it's the smallest acts of kindness that mean so much. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Dr. Joe Hopkins. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, simply log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go!